Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Welcome back to Daily Breath. I'm Deepak Chopra. The seventh lesson is about alchemy. By any measure, alchemy is magical. How then does the magic work? It works according to the 10 principles that make up the universe's operating system. When you consciously align with them, you give yourself an opening for transformation. Here are examples of how you might apply the universal principles on a daily basis. So let's go over these one by one. The events in my life reflect who I am. That's principle one. Look around you. The world is your mirror. Just tell yourself that. Everything that's happening to me right now is a mirror of myself, which automatically leads to the second principle. The people in my life reflect aspects of myself. Those that I love and those that I despise are both mirrors of myself. I use this as a means to higher consciousness and therefore creativity. Rule number three, whatever I pay attention to will grow. We've discussed this. Rule number four, nothing is random. My life is full of signs and symbols. In fact, randomness is another word for creativity. Rule number five, at any given moment, the universe is giving me the best result possible, right this moment. Rule number six, my inner awareness is always evolving. Seven, the direction of life is from duality to unity. Eight, if I open myself to the force of evolution, it will carry me wherever I want to go. Nine, the fragmented mind cannot give me or get me to unity, but I have to use it along the way by watching it. And 10, I am living in many dimensions all at once. The appearance of being trapped in time and space is an illusion. We have just summarized everything we've discussed this week and before. But just in the summary, you can see immediately that plugging into the second operating system, the operating system of wholeness, brings a far greater sense of security and remind ourselves once again that wholeness is safe and duality gives the illusion of unsafety, of fear, of depression, of guilt and shame and everything that it means from feeling separate. You are a differentiated aspect of the wholeness. And that wholeness is seamless. It's a unified world. But you will not know what that world feels like until you give your allegiance to wholeness. Shifting from the old system, the ego-based fragmented system, to the new one is a process, one that each of us must commit ourselves to every day.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Let's pause here with just that one commitment. I commit my life to wholeness. Wholeness, holy, healing all mean the same thing. Healing is the return of the memory of wholeness. Join me tomorrow for Friday meditation.